Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Hola, Carlos.
Good morning, buenos dias. ¿Qué tal?
You have said that 11 billion times on this show, you not?
Yes. Rich women will always be able to get their abortions. Yes. Which is why, unfortunately, I'm not concerned about the future of my daughters should they be in such a situation. I've been fortunate enough to be elite, I guess, as the people who hate me call me. I'll be able to make that decision regardless of what Ginny Thomas convinces her would-be husband to do. But, we're all complaining about Herschel Walker. It doesn't matter. They're hypocrites. But basically, we know this, right? No matter what Republicans do, they don't care. So us complaining about it is like a really crappy self-defense course. Yeah. We go, Joe, no. What we need is voting. Voting is a kick to the groin and mace in the face. That's how you combat this.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to complain, but vote.
Listen, half the people in the country losing bodily autonomy, that's not important. Let's get to the top issue of the morning, and that is let's discuss Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's weird white boots. This is where you come in. We saved this for you. While many people have famously worn white boots in the past, like shrimp boat captains, Lieutenant Dangle in Reno 911.
Yeah. Zapataria.
And, of course, Nancy Sinatra. It was surprising to see the Republican governor surveying hurricane damage of what appeared to be the green M&M's boots. So, now, I did not remember that Lieutenant Dangle's boots were white, but were they?
Oh, they are white cowboy boots.
Okay. Well, these aren't cowboy boots. These are some weird... Hang on. Wait. Do we have...
They're galoshes.
They're white galoshes.
Hang on. Marty in Maine has some thoughts about the white boots as well. Hi, Marty.
How you doing, Steph?
Hi. Do lobstermen wear white boots as well, or just shrimpers?
No, I'm not from Maine. I'm from Maryland.
Oh. Right. Krista heard that wrong. But all right,
at any rate...
All right, crabs. What do people wear to catch crabs?
Yes. But most of the time, this...
I guess they wear slutty outfits if they catch crabs.
Go ahead. It happens. Most of the time, this occupation takes place in the summertime when it's warm, and you want something that's going to reflect the heat off your feet as opposed to attract it like black boots or any other color, so you wear white boots because they're cooler. In the wintertime, you wear whatever color.
I see.
But in the summertime, in most tropical areas,
they are before Labor Day, the white boots.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, they are.
All right,
okay.
Marty, thank
oh, man.
You.
Cut
you know
to Lindsey Graham going, where are my white boots? I was going to go to a water launch pad. Where did I put those things? I shouldn't have stayed at Ron's last night.
In Virginia.
I think he would look fetching in those boots.
Yeah.
In Virginia, when I was in high school, we lived four doors from the crabbing docks, actually.
Did you?
We did. We lived close to the crabbing docks. And I never saw a crab person with white boots.
Oh, yeah. I haven't either. Carlos, have you seen them before? I just keep commenting that, you know, man, aren't they fishermen are normally manly men. It's just they look like tampons, and I'm just surprised that so many straight men apparently wear them.
My little white boots. Looks like a little kitty.
Yes.
Here comes white boots.
Yes, my cat has white boots.
Oh, did you get a little white boots?
You got a little white paws.
Yes.
You little DeSantis.
And a pink
yes,
nose.
You are. You're a little would-be dictator. Yes, you are.
I had forgotten he also did that dumb Top Gun ad where he looked wore the odd-fitting helmet that looked like the Lime Cat meme, right?
Yeah. Doing his mission accomplished thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right. Well, let's move on, shall we? Trump is asking the Supreme Court to give his documents back, which are our documents, not his documents, and are...
Yeah.
Also, he belongs in prison for because they're classified and probably nuclear secrets. Okay, go
nuclear.
Ahead. Your thoughts? Yes.
Nuclear. Well,
right.
They got to give them back. First of all, they were planted, so that's why we need them back. Just to replant them where they were planted to show you they were planted. So we got to get them back.
He just,
many people have said.
We just played that, him saying they're planted again, which, of course, his lawyers are never going to say because
right.
You can't lie like that in court. And okay, is this the Washington Post piece? Aides who worked with Trump's White House were not surprised this summer when the FBI found highly classified material in boxes at Mar-a-Lago mixed with news clippings and other items. They had seen such haphazard collections before. During his 4 years in office, Trump never strictly followed rules and customs for handling sensitive government documents, according to 14 officials from his administration, most of whom, of course, insisted on anonymity.
Right.
Okay, until I guess their book comes out. To discuss what they called Trump's mishandling of classified information, he took transcripts of his calls with foreign leaders as well as photos and charts used in his intelligence briefing to his private residence with no explanation. He demanded the letters he exchanged with Kim Jong-un be kept close at hand so he can show them off to visitors. Documents that would ordinarily be kept under lock and key and mingle with piles of newspaper articles in Trump's living quarters and in a dining room he used as his informal office. Carlos was talking, was it Ben Rhodes saying... It is always that he has his entire life thought the rules don't apply to him, right?
Yeah,
that Ben Rhodes said whenever that you put these in a burn bag and they are burned immediately. That is how in every other administration this kind of material was handled.
Yeah, but he's just such a Jethro. He's just such a New York hillbilly. Like, hey man, I'm gonna make paper airplanes and send messages to girls. That's
a longtime advisor says he describes Trump as a pack rat and a hoarder. I can't say what went wrong that resulted in some boxes ending up at Mar-a-Lago, he said. But you can see that as an extension of 4 years of accommodating the president because no one would say no to him. That's illegal, right?
No, yeah.
Trump sometimes asked to keep material. Oh, John Bolton said he sometimes asked to keep material after intelligence briefings with no clear pattern as to what he wanted. Sometimes Bolton said he would ask the president to give the documents back. It was very erratic. John Kelly said Trump rejected the Presidential Records Act entirely. He said many people would regularly say to him, we have to capture these things. Two Trump advisors said he had aides take all the documents he wanted to his private dining room or the residence. These documents were not usually closely tracked. One of these people said, the former official said some classified documents in the resident were visible to anybody who was passing by. Aides found other ways to circumvent Trump's sticky fingers, as one put it. White House staffers retrieved from the residence documents that Trump had torn into pieces. Several people singled out Mark Meadows. Oh, there's that name again. As incapable of telling the president no. The usual packing process that occurs during a presidential transition was delayed because Trump would not concede that he lost and he didn't want to move out of the White House. Oh, my God. He was having a tantrum, right? So that was the other thing that exacerbated this.
He just seems like he's following orders post phone call. Here's what you do with documents. You take them to a place that's very, very secure. Very, very secure, where no one would suspect. I took them to Mar-a-Lago. Oh, you idiot. You stupid idiot.
I just, okay. So we don't know what, yes. Oh, we have, Ron DeSantis in the boots with the Dallas cheerleaders who also wear white boots. We yes. cannot get off the white boots. I apologize. Let's go.
These boots are made for goose stepping. And that's just what it'll do.
Yeah. Okay. Paul in Saratoga. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, Mama Mooks and Carlos. This is a big thrill for me. First of all, Stephanie, can I be the official New York State lottery worker of the Stephanie Mailer Show?
Sure.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number one. Number two, do you think that the Democrats all across the board showing a little more, let's call it guts, is helping with the midterms?
I do. More alpha liberals. Yeah, this ad we just played that Eric Swalwell put out is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And how do we keep this going?
We just keep it going. Just make sure you're registered. Make sure everybody you know is registered. Take 10 people with you to the polls, right, Carlos?
And don't cower with attacks. You know, yes. Attack back.
Fight back. Yeah. Punch back.
Punch Biff in the face.
Yeah. Just picture Ron DeSantis in his little white girly boots.
Kick Dallas- to the jewels and mace in the face. That's voting.
Yep.
Pardon me. Yes.
Kick to the jewels, mace in the face. Yeah.
Even Trump's own lawyers are mocking him. Trump's own lawyers mocked his lack of wealth in emails. Yeah. Ooh, that really hurt.
This is going over.
Yeah. The subject of an email was changed between Trump attorney John Eastman and others on his legal team. I saw the unredacted things about, him not having, money for paying his bills.
They were asking, did you state the Emoluments Hotel in D.C.? Because he's broke and he needs the money. Yeah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, Fran in Nevada. Hello, Fran.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, go ahead.
Good.
I didn't realize that Clarence Thomas does the emergency appeals for 11th Circuit Court.
11th Circuit, yeah. So yes.
Will he recuse himself or?
Oh, of course not. Of course not, because he's ethics free. Oh my God, yes. Carlos, how long do you think it's going to be before he is going to overturn an interracial marriage just to get rid of that crazy bitch?
Exactly,
honey. I would like to stay married. You know how much
but
I
legally,
love you.
Yeah,
it's
we
legal.
Cannot do
loving
it.
Versus Virginia was a sham.
Sorry,
sorry.
She'll come at him like Kathy Bates in Misery.
Mr. Man,
dirty bird.
Goblin like a howling like a stuck turkey. I didn't mean it. I didn't. Honey. He knows.
This is the first skit of the morning.
He sleeps with one eye open.
Carlos is Rocky doing Virginia Thomas strangling Clarence.
Honey, stop. Please.
Okay, now that sounds like
that's
Fred Sanford.
That was Fred Sanford.
That is Fred Sanford. Thank you.
I'm going to join you, Elizabeth. Bye. Help me. My wife Jenny has gone crazy.
And Jenny says, was that Happy Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
We are weird today. Why are we so weird?
I don't know. Jody's not even here.
It's the white boots.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the white boots. Like, could you imagine, picking on high school kids for wearing masks at a conference and then turning around and putting on white boots? Now take those masks on. Let me slip these boots on. What?
You know the weird thing? Remember how we didn't know what Linda Tripp sounded like for months and months when we were doing the bits? Right. And then when the tapes came out, what it sounded a lot like Carlos's.
Yeah.
I'm just going to guess when Jenny Thomas gets mad and she's in a fight with Clarence, she sounds exactly like this.
Stuck turkey. Honey, I was thinking that maybe. Okay, then.
19 minutes. Okay, now he stopped doing Fred Sanford.
I know.
But that's, you know.
Just, I'm not going to do that.
Could just commit to your impression.
I'm going to give you 5 rulings across your lips.
I'm going to always picture her now like Woodstock, the Charlie Brown bird.
Yes.
Just like I'll just see exclamation points, but what I'll hear in my head is...
But she's more the size of Big Bird from Sesame Street.
Right. Yeah. She's a large woman. She's a handsome woman.
Not really.
Jenny's coming.
Jenny's talking.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
She's a large lady.
Yeah, I'm going to go there.
20 minutes after the hour.
Did you get all this, Newsbusters?
This portion.
I hope they're listening today.
How do they translate?
I can't wait to see.
20 minutes. Our show doesn't make any sense to be able to come after us for anything.
Why was Newsbusters ever listening to us in the first place?
A court reporter would be like, what? I don't even know what they're saying. What's baka, 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 baka?
What we're doing today is no crazier than what Dana Loesch just said the other day.
Exactly.
Funny, by the way.
True. Yeah, exactly.
We're making more sense than Dana Loesch.
That's a conversation between Jenny Thomas and Dana Loesch. Oh, what's that, Laura Ingraham?
Tamarine!
I rocked balls until the sun came up.
No, I love you, Daddy! I love you!
Spiders.
My stomach hurts. I have to take a break. 21 minutes.
The ladies of the GOP audio calendar.
Yeah.
Guys and gals. Okay. Oh, that's Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah. Oh, no.
We got a break.
I got to find my GOP and say. That's what I got to find. Hang on. I'll look for it during the break.
All right.
Okay. And Jenny Thomas said.